Good morning, 7:41 a.m. on Thursday, October 31st. And yes, I'm walking. Walking and talking and freezing because it's freaking cold out here. Minute first mile, 16 and a quarter. But it's literally freezing. There's a frost everywhere this morning, and I think the temperature is around 30-32. But what it isn't, unlike past mornings, the last couple, what it isn't is precipitating and blowing. It's calm, clear morning. Well, my hands are cold. Most of the rest of me is worked up enough body heat that my coat is keeping it inside. Inside. Ugh. So, I don't know that I've got a lot to talk about. Today's October 31st. It's Chauvin. It's the Neo-Pagan New Year. It's the day when the veil is thinnest, supposedly. And I'm feeling rather thin at the moment. Not physically thin, but stretched thin. I did get some recording done. I've got a little bit of backlog done. Shipped out to Abby. I didn't get any of my own stuff done, but clearing decks, clearing decks. Still clearing decks. So tomorrow I start writing the third 10th report book, Hermit of Lammas Wood, and the goal is 100,000 words and or a complete novel by the end of the month. Now in theory that would be pretty straightforward. There's a few flies in the ointment, not the least of which are family responsibilities because of a fall production of Midsummer Night's Dream at the school, which I'll chew up sometime, and Thanksgiving, which we'll chew up sometime next Monday. There is apparently a concert which we'll chew up sometime, so I need to come out strong. I need to put long training in my EVE Online account. So even if I'm not logging in, at least I'm making progress in the game. The sun's up. Oh, and Sunday is fall back. Yes, Saturday night. So a couple more days. This light level will be 6:15 instead of 7:15 or whatever it is now. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to force myself to go out at that hour. But after dropping off the kid is a good time. Most days. Mondays are a problem, but every other day is fine. So perhaps I will adjust my calendar accordingly. Pull this hood down. It's chilly. However, it's probably time for me to find my knit cap. November. So I solved a couple of writing problems for books that are coming up next year while I've been just sort of fumbling about. A technical issue that I have been wrestling with for some time now. And I'll save it until it gets closer to actually doing it, but I'm quite enthusiastic about it. I wonder if it's too early to buy next year's calendar. Perhaps not. The big problem at the moment is I don't have any place really to hang it, because the spot that is taken up is down to the last 2 months on my regular calendar. I can probably arrange things. Yes, it's cold. Quite cold. Turn east here. Sun is down behind a house. Arr. Thought I was going to step out into sunlight. This long shadow. A little bit of sun. It's cold still. Monk pole. Yeah, I'm not going to get a lot of heat off from the sun this morning just yet. Although it feels good on my face. I noticed last night when I got the kid home from school around 2:30 that it was clear for the first time in several days. And I stood out in the sun. It was quite lovely. Feeling a little bit of sun on my face, having it be a little bit warm. I've missed a lot of days walking this month. And with the weather turning, I'm sure I'm going to miss more. I have to try to keep that to a minimum. November has to be a month of schedule, despite the fact that there's at least one long weekend in there where family is going to be around and expecting me to be both social and engaged in household chores. There's an election coming too, that'll be interesting. Tuesday, I've already voted. We have mail-in voting here, I think almost entirely. The number of polling places for off-year elections is really quite small. And there really wasn't a great deal on the ballot in terms of open political positions and referenda. The one that set me back a little bit was that Weld and a couple of the other counties here in Northeast Colorado have put a petition together to start the process of becoming the 51st state. Apparently there's now sufficient population here to warrant having a state. I don't know how many that is, but apparently there's enough. I'm not exactly sure what the benefit would be, quite honestly. I think part of it is there are a lot of people who believe that the metropolitan area, Denver, Boulder, Westminster, Aurora, that they have different priorities than the agricultural Northeast, that their needs are taking priority over rural Colorado, and that's probably not an invalid assessment. It's probably not inaccurate. that is probably accurate. There was a similar kind of sentiment when we lived in New York State, where perception was that New York City controlled the legislative agenda. Because of that, anybody in upstate, in Syracuse, in Utica, Rochester, to a certain extent Buffalo, was being ignored. And I think that was a legitimate complaint, and I think this is probably a legitimate complaint as well. But I don't think the people who are recommending that we do that really understand what it would entail. Because it would be expensive. And if they think taxes are high now, wait till they do away with that tax base around Denver. So, yeah, I don't know. We'll see how it comes out next week, I guess. Thursday, which means today I have to go to the high school and talk to my high school students. They're doing such great work. I am just so thoroughly impressed. I'm looking forward to meeting with them and seeing what they've done in the last week. It's getting harder and harder for them to find the time. Because it's coming up on year end. There's still 6 weeks left in the semester. It's not like it's the end of the world. There's still 6 weeks left. Seventeen and a half on the back half. Not bad, not bad. For not having done it for a while. Having the right tunes made a big difference. Having the cold to spur me on made a big difference. But that notices clue that I am at the back gate, that tomorrow is another day, and that with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.